toll-free number here tonight is 855-453. This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything you want. That's the point of the program. We call it Free Talk Live because you're free to call in, talk about anything at 855-453. And joining you in the studio, it is Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
Once again, you can join us over at freetalklive.com where you can get interactive in a variety of different ways. FreeTalkLive.com allows you to actually create the content of the website itself by submitting different items to it. You submit the item, whatever it is, maybe a YouTube video, blog post, something fun you find online, whatever. You submit the URL, and then other listeners can vote as to whether or not they like or dislike your suggestion. So head on over to FreeTalkLive.com and get interactive there. So last hour, for those of you just tuning in, we were telling you yet another story of the police just getting away with murder.
Yep.
It's been months now since the cops shot an innocent man to death. He happened to be a black man, happened to be a former Marine, happened to be a former law enforcement officer in the corrections department, happened to also, did I mention he was elderly? 68 years old. Let's see here. Oh, and the cops happened to be racist because one of them said, I don't give an F-N.
Yep.
When this gentleman said, I'm just an elderly man.
Exactly.
Something like that. I've done nothing wrong, etc. And so you've got some racist cops getting away with murder while everybody pays attention to the Trayvon Martin situation, because who's going to want to question the police? And when have the police ever really gotten in trouble for murdering people or arsoning buildings? Or
the situation in Louisiana when they massacred those people trying to cross that bridge.
Those cops got in trouble?
Yeah, they got sentenced to life. They got real prison sentences.
Was it the bridge situation or the New Orleans cops that beat the guy? I think you're talking about the cops that beat that guy.
Okay, I thought it was the bridge situation.
I don't believe the bridge cops have ever been held responsible, but if I'm wrong on that, please call in.
So recently, some cops did get real time.
We almost got to the story on the show, but I don't know if that was the precise instance.
If which was the precise instance?
If it was the bridge.
Gotcha. Yeah, I don't think it had anything to do with the bridge, because the bridge, they were just shooting up in the air, as I understand it. Although there was one incident where a guy did shoot a dude in the back on a different bridge. Ugh, it's also confusing.
It is.
There's so many different police just murder stories out there. But for the most part, cops do get away with it. I mean, it's very rare that you can name these stories. In fact, Mark, last night you were trying to think offhand how many that you could think of where the cops actually did get in trouble. You skipped past the one in Louisiana. I actually brought that up to you. The one you went to was Rodney King from the early 1990s.
Right.
So it's pretty rare that this stuff actually happens. But now and then, the police will actually get in trouble for what they do. Unfortunately, it rarely has anything to do with being violent. So I'll give you an example of the police actually being held accountable for their actions here. There's a story out of RT, Russia Today, RT.com. After scouring 10 hours of footage recorded from the dash camera of a cop cruiser, authorities in Santa Fe, New Mexico, found what they were looking for. There on tape was Sergeant Mike Iskent, and to say he was caught red-handed could never be more appropriate. The now former Sergeant Iskent has resigned from his position with the Santa Fe Police Department and has signed a statement saying he will never, ever serve again as an officer of the law.
So you have to give him a signed piece of paper?
Yes. Okay. So what was he doing? Well, when you make national headlines after being caught on film in broad daylight masturbating in your own cop car while on the job, well, the odds of landing another job in law enforcement aren't particularly in your favor anyway.
There's cameras?
Out of all the things that you could get fired for?
Well, actually, hey, he resigned.
He got... Wow. So he was convinced to resign,
that's
I'm sure.
Right. Yeah.
And so the killings and whatnot, those don't really matter to you. But if an officer taints the name of police everywhere by masturbating and getting caught masturbating in his car, that's where you draw the line?
That's right. Oh, and don't forget the cop who also was fired for mowing his lawn in his underwear.
Yeah, and there have been ones that fired for sort of getting caught having sex and on camera in like the police station, things like that. Didn't know the cameras
were having sex with the police explorers, for instance.
It often has to do with sexual stuff. And what it shows to me is that they want their officers to be automatons, non-thinking, non-human automatons.
Heaven forbid you have sex.
Well, heaven forbid you think about your conscience when you go pulling the trigger on innocent people. You know, it's like you need an automaton to do that sort of job. To enforce a lot of these victimless crime laws, you need someone who could put aside logic, put aside rationality, common sense, all those things that you're taught to hold on to, you need someone to put that all aside and go, these words on paper tell me I need to beat you down.
Speaking of beating, so they caught this guy in the police car, right?
But you have to know
they would have done the same thing had he been caught, like, accidentally. Let's say he was in some sort of chat room online where they got the video cameras on both sides and he's, you know, playing with it to some other person who's playing with it online or whatever, and somebody hits a screen capture on him, and they put that online, and it comes out that, you know, officer so-and-so was caught online masturbating. It would be just as much of a punishment. The fact that he was in the police car is really a non-issue here. If any cop is outed for doing anything sexual beyond having sex with his wife, and even that, if it was done on video or something, would probably be a big no-no. Anything that comes out...
I think if they were... I don't know. I think you'd probably get away with that. But go ahead.
Anything that comes out on video or, you know, in any sort of public manner about the police and their sexual behaviors is it's fair game to fire these guys. That's what we've seen with... I mean, even a guy in his underwear, and we're not even talking about tidy whities, we're talking about the boxer briefs. A guy wearing boxer briefs out in his front lawn, mowing the lawn. Fired.
Wow.
I mean, that's not even in any way related to sex.
No.
And it's not even even related to nudity. I mean, it's just ludicrous.
It's an embarrassment to the force. The department is embarrassed.
Yeah, they don't want people that are, you know, I guess, sexual feeling. I don't...
Sexually liberated? I mean...
You know, I mean, of all the things you fire a cop for, masturbating in his cop car just doesn't seem like one of them to me. I mean, he could sit there and eat a donut and satiate that particular desire.
Yeah,
he could sit there and scratch an itch and satisfy that particular desire. He could satisfy all kinds of desires, but this particular one. I'm not saying that I think that the people of wherever this guy were best served when he had his pants around his ankles in his cop car, or if he even did such a thing. But of all the things...
Yeah.
There's way more to this story. You're going to love it here. I'll share it with you in a moment. But let's go to Johnson calling from Indianapolis, listening to WXNT. Johnson, you're on Freak Talk Live.
Hi, how are you tonight?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I was just calling. I think it's more symptomatic of our country in general that violence isn't looked down upon the same way Puritan sex views, you know.
Yeah.
Like, watched Law and Order last night. You know, it's nothing to see somebody get shot on TV, but, you know, you won't see a booby on NBC.
No, you can't see a butt crack, that's for sure. Right. Certainly no penises or, you know, vaginas. You can't be showing that stuff.
No.
I mean, exactly. It's not like everyone doesn't see them in the mirror every single night before they go
so
in the bathroom.
Absurd. Right. But yeah. Yeah, you're right. The violence and the police shooting people on TV, that's like an everyday thing.
Right. I guess my point is, it's not that I disagree that they want them to be automatons, too. But I think that type of thing is more, you know, it's just so scandalous to people, the idea of someone being a sexual creature. Cops are supposed to shoot people, cops are supposed to beat people, but they're not supposed to, you know, do
shoot off,
kinky
so
things.
Yeah.
I wonder what would the average person that was caught in a car doing this act, what would they be charged with?
Good question.
Like, because indecent exposure or something?
I don't know.
Lewd. Lewd and lascivious conduct.
I have been caught, you know, in some level of undress with a lady in the car, a young lady
by
in
your
the
mom?
Car. What's that?
By your mom?
No, by a cop. And I didn't, you know, at the time, I'll admit, this was 1980, whatever, the cop didn't do anything except, you know, shine a flashlight and get out of here, kids, you know, that kind of thing. But, you know, what's the difference between having sex in a car and masturbating in a car? I'd say that it would be, the sex would be a higher level of undress and more offensive.
Yeah, I don't disagree.
Johnson, thanks for the call and the thoughts tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here if you'd like to comment. And maybe there's somebody out there that is listening to this story and saying, yeah, that's the way life should be. You should be punishing those cops that are masturbating and rewarding the cops that are killing innocent people. I mean, this is the crazy world that we're living in.
And they say Free Talk Live's always going after cops. We're defending this guy.
1-855-450-FREE. For the sake of CAI toll free line, you can bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through April 30th, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Micro filter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends April 30th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number here, 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us over on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features here, and they are brought to you by various wonderful sponsors, including SACL CAI.
SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable. If you've got a company, you need some help in the area of accounts receivable, SACL CAI can do it. They can do it quite well. Just was speaking to the one of the principals over there, Jason Osborne. He's a big supporter of Liberty and a big supporter of Free Talk Live. As a matter of fact, he's the one who's heading up to Porcupine Freedom Festival this year. It's SACL CAI. You can see their banner. It's at the top of the right-hand side of freetalklive.com.
All right, so we're going to continue here, and we'll take your calls about what you want. Still to come, more about the masturbating cop who has been fired, or excuse me, not fired. He has been asked to resign, and he has resigned.
Yes.
From his position. We'll tell you more about what actually was going on in the cop car that day. But first, we go to Brad, listening in Indianapolis, to WXNT. Hello, Brad.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, you guys said earlier about you weren't sure about what the if the cops who shot the people at the bridge or whatever had been prosecuted. I read an article this week that they had finally been convicted, like the sentence was handed down, and I think if most of them, if not all of them, are going to get jail time and stuff like that.
So was this the one where the guy got shot in the back on the bridge? Because there was one incident on a bridge that I recall after Katrina where they were just shooting up in the air to try to scare the crowd from not coming across the bridge. And there was another one where they shot a guy. Which one was this?
I think this was the crowd one. I can't remember exactly. It was just one of those things I caught on my Yahoo News ticker and everything. So I didn't really read the whole article. But yeah, this was the crowd one. But yeah, they got in trouble for that for sure.
Yeah, there were huge sentences passed.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, Mark, you're correct. Yeah. It is the bridge situation. The story is actually fresh as of about a week ago. Five former New Orleans police officers sentenced to prison terms from 6 to 65 years in their roles in deadly shootings of unarmed residents on a bridge after Hurricane Katrina. Convicted of firearms charges in the shootings, apparently not murder. Retired sergeant was convicted of helping orchestrate the cover-up, and according to the story here, the federal jury convicted the officers in August of 2011 of civil rights violations in the shootings on the Danziger Bridge. They shot six people, killing two, less than a week after the storm's landfall. To make the shootings appear justified, officers conspired to plant a gun, fabricate witnesses, and falsify reports. So, huge cover-up on the part of the police here. Thanks for clarifying that, Brad. Anything else you want to share tonight?
No, you guys are doing a great job. Just keep it up. Thanks.
Appreciate hearing from you, and thank you for the call and the info. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. What I was thinking of was there was a video out of actually in New Orleans, not on a bridge on the outside of it, but cops in New Orleans beating on a black guy in downtown New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina. I thought that might have been the situation where the cops were convicted.
Were they convicted in that case?
I don't know. Yeah. I'm not sure.
I'm not going to be able to count the one where the BART cop, that's the Bay Area Rapid Transit police officer in San Francisco, essentially what appears to be on video, several phone videos, pulls out his gun and executes a man who's handcuffed in front of him, handcuffed and down, lying down,
belly.
Just pulls out his gun and shoots him right in the back.
And then proceeds to go and confiscate video cameras from people.
And they confiscate the video cameras. Turns out he says, oh, I thought it was my taser, which is on the other side and weighs differently, but it is kind of shaped similarly. And, you know, in that circumstance, I can kind of see how the jury might have a reasonable doubt as to why the guy shot. But I would like to say that those same juries don't have a reasonable doubt when it comes to you. When you're prosecuted, I don't think they give you a reasonable doubt. I can see the reasonable doubt in this circumstance. The guy serves like a year or something like that, and then he's out. But I can't call that justice.
Yeah, well, I don't think, you know, the jury, as far as I'm concerned, they're It's like they're so programmed to believe whatever the state says that they pass up the common sense of, well, the man was handcuffed, and in the video, he clearly isn't doing anything. He's clearly just sitting there. So even if you were going for a taser, you were using excessive force because the man wasn't doing anything that
they
required.
They gave him like 3 years, and he did like a year or something on
months.
It. You would think that that would be kind of a sentence for excessive force. I mean, they gave him something. Look, I don't want to be put in the position
Thank
where I'm defending this guy.
Thank goodness there were video cameras.
Not saying
there.
You are, but this...
If it weren't for the video cameras, that BART cop would have not gotten anything.
That's true.
Because all his buddies would have covered for him, just like they did in the case, they tried to, in the case on the bridge in Louisiana.
Yep.
So 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. Back to the cop in the cop car who was asked to resign. He resigned. He signed a piece of paper saying he would never, ever work for a police department ever again. And it was all because he was caught masturbating in his patrol car. Iskent, this is the former sergeant, pleaded no contest to a plethora of charges, which included two counts of attempting to commit a felony, one count of stalking, two counts of harassment, larceny, and possession of marijuana. Admitting to guilt to any of those charges would land an officer of the law in hot water. But the real slip-up seems to be stemming from an investigation conducted by a local news network that ended with a tape-recorded evidence of Iskent masturbating in the front seat of his patrol car. Santa Fe's KOB News says they spent over a month requesting and reviewing dash cam videos from Sergeant Iskent's patrol car, which eventually paid off for a team of investigative journalists that got more than they expected. KOB describes the footage as containing what sounds like a zipper being manipulated and audible moans by way of the officer. The footage also reveals that Iskent was leering at a photograph of a naked woman on his cell phone and at one point proclaimed, quote, "Oh, show me those big, beautiful breasts, baby." Unquote. The news network. Oh,
so they don't actually have video?
Yes, they do have video. Okay. What do you mean?
Well, I mean, they're talking about an audible zipper, and then
yes, you may not be able to see. It's not made clear whether you can see his penis in his being manipulated here.
There's only masturbation when you've got video of a manipulated penis. Sorry.
The news network revealed details of their investigation, which sadly happened one day after Iskent offered a no contest plea for the 10 charges not related to the masturbating mishap. The Santa Fe New Mexican reports that 7 of those charges occurred in 2011 and the crimes of harassment, stalking, and attempt to commit false imprisonment all involved female victims. When KOB News caught up with a fellow cop that had worked with the officer, she explained they had a reputation for being a creeper. Former officer Shannon Brady says she tried to file a harassment complaint against Iskent a year earlier. She tells the network that they had plenty of opportunities over the course of many years to do something about it, and they refused. So here you have...
I retract everything. I don't support it. Fire this guy.
Yeah, this guy's a bad man. Had it just been that he was masturbating in the car, then who cares, right? But because I'd rather have a cop masturbating alongside of the road than shooting people with a speed gun or, you know...
Or his regular
people.
Gun.
Or a regular gun or harassing Trekkies for coming back from a Star Trek convention,
right?
or whatever. Just please, go ahead and play with yourself. It's a much more productive use of your time. But interesting here that as we learn more about this officer, the more corrupt he becomes, where a former officer attempted to file a harassment complaint, and she says they didn't do anything about it. So once again, he's being protected by the upper echelon of the police department, who clearly are, you know, not so friendly toward the female officers in this case. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever it is that's on your mind. If you'd like to talk about the discrepancy in police's behavior as far as how they are not getting fired for killing people, but getting fired for masturbating, 855-453, this is Free Talk Live.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free, the SACL CAI toll free line. Join us over at freetalklive.com, where there are a number of features that await you. You can enjoy a variety of things you'll find on our website, including the bulletin board system where you can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. bbs.freetalklive.com will take you there. That's again bbs.freetalklive.com.
If you're looking for outdoor gear, whether it's camping, hunting, shooting gear, or survival gear for that matter, you've got an outdoor enthusiast in your life, you know, whatever it is that has to do with purchasing outdoor gear, you need to check ManVentureOutpost.com first. They've got some of the best rates on name brand outdoor stuff that you're going to be able to find. Just go check them out. Knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment, whatever it is, they've got it. Family-owned, members in good standing, the Better Business Bureau, and you can get 5% off additionally with coupon code FTL. It's manventureoutpost.com, coupon code FTL.
All right, so we'll talk more about some nudity-related things. We already have the cop that was masturbating in his car who's now quit his job. Actually, I don't recall hearing anything about him being charged for that, by the way. I don't recall anything in that article about him being charged with that.
Yeah. Plead no contest and, you know, get off scot-free.
Right, so he can avoid the sex offender status.
His one get-out-of-jail-free card cost him his career.
Yeah. So, but he doesn't have to be a sex offender like the rest of us would be if we were caught masturbating in a semi-public place.
Yeah, I wonder.
More about nudity-related things here because there's a woman who stripped down in the Denver International Airport, and she stripped all the way down. We'll explain what happened to her here in a moment. 855-450-FREE is the number. First, your phone calls. Kevin is in Indy. You're on Free Talk Live listening to WXNT. Hey, Kevin.
I know how much you guys hate welfare, corporate and individual. This one takes the cake.
All right.
The Pentagon just released that many of their parts in their weaponry systems are coming from Taiwan, and they are fake. Billions, billions of dollars, and they're fake.
Wow. Meaning they don't work?
They do not work. They were not intended to work. Some of them actually came from mainland China, because then they... Now, that's totally against any type of, you know, classified or any kind of treaty that we have. You know, we're buying our weapons from our supposed enemies, our communist enemies, but they were... And then the individual from the communist country said, well, what do you expect? I mean, you know, we're out to make money. That's the capitalist system. You know, it's not our problem that you bought fake parts from us that are going into intricate technical weapons, and they're absolutely not going to work in the field.
And how much did they spend on these?
Billions and billions and billions of dollars.
So they spent all this money and got all these parts in, and then at some point somebody figured out down the line, oh crap, these things aren't real?
Somebody blew the whistle, and so whoever is doing the quality control, obviously they're not doing their job. And then on top of that, wow. In January, there's going to be automatic cutbacks in the military, because they're trying to work that out now. And it's just going to be a total foobar, if you catch my drift.
Yeah, well, I've working with companies through manufacturing, I've seen parts come in from China that were, you know, paid for and expected. The customer expects this, and they didn't get it. And there was often a lot of rework and a lot of issues, and the companies, two of the companies that I used to work for, stopped importing from China simply because reworking the parts and making them work as they were intended cost far more than just buying them locally. So
I mean,
part of it is incompetence too, though. In fact, the machines that I was building, China actually tried to duplicate, but because they were so technical and so very accurate, they couldn't duplicate the machines. They couldn't replicate the technology. They just didn't have that sort of qualified or skilled craftspeople to build the parts needed to make it that accurate.
You know, I think that normally I would be opposed to this. This would normally be fraud, but then again, if you're going to defraud the government, I don't really care.
But it's another, by the sounds of it, it's another government being involved in the defrauding of the government.
Was it a government selling them these parts, or just an arms manufacturer?
Of course, yeah. But here's the thing: that when the communist government were asked, "Well, what do you call what you're doing? Is it capitalism? Well, what is it called?" He said, "Well, we're going to use whatever system works, and then we're just going to call it socialism." So they're going to do whatever it takes to make a buck now, and they're going to beat our brains out with it. And that's what they're doing. But no, we can't even defend ourselves. You know, we can't even make uniforms for our soldiers.
Well, I don't consider them my soldiers, and I don't think they would defend me.
Okay.
I think that the U.S. military is defending the government. The U.S. military is going to defend their own bases. They're going to defend the White House. They're going to defend the Congress. They're going to defend those people. But if they decide that in order to defend themselves they need to roll a tank through my house, they're going to do that.
Yeah, the point is still valid, that the United States government has made this such an unhospitable work environment, that manufacturing has been driven all throughout the world, and that, to some extent, cripples the country.
Well, I think that Americans can defend themselves on their own without turning to the military, and I think people that are under this, I think this mythical belief that the military is out there to protect them, I hope they don't find out the hard way that they're wrong about that someday, because
I'll give you that point, but here's the thing. The one percenters are the ones behind a lot of this, the ones with all the monies. They're the ones that have moved the factories overseas, and they're really the ones that are behind owning all the real estate, all the companies, etc. And that's the crazy part.
Well, they're certainly going to protect the 1%ers. They'll protect the 1%. They'll protect the government guys, and that's about as far as it'll go, because they don't really have the resources nor the motivation to protect anybody else.
I totally agree with you on that end. So.
Kevin, thanks for the call, man.
I appreciate
hearing from you and your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. I mean, I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news. I know that all the movies show the military is, you know, most of the popular Hollywood movies show the military coming to your aid, and that's what they're here for. We're here to protect you. And, of course, the presidents, Bush and Obama and the guys before them, have said many a time, you know, publicly, make statements like, it's my job as president to keep the American people safe. But that's actually a lie, because there's no obligation whatsoever for the government to protect you in any way, shape, or form. And so it's just not true that it's their obligation to do that stuff
at all.
Well,
if they really wanted to protect the individuals within the United States, they should stop creating enemies overseas.
That'd be a good first step, yeah.
That would definitely help protect people, I think.
But even if they were to do that and down the line someone were to attack, don't think for a moment that they wouldn't sacrifice you, your family, and your property if they thought that it had some sort of benefit
strategic
to them.
Benefit to them. I mean, you know, their military is to protect them. If you happen to be protected because, I mean, it's like the king's castle.
Yeah.
They've got walls there, and if you run inside the walls when the Huns are attacking, yeah, you'll be protected because the walls are protecting the king. However, if they think that the Huns yell, "Throw Joe out!" the king's men are going to grab you and throw you out of the wall.
<That's right. laughs>
I mean, that's exactly what they'll do. So, you know, the waving of the flag and that sort of thing is essentially like voting for your favorite sports team. It's a bunch of millionaires that don't care about you. That's what the United States government is. It's a bunch of millionaires that don't care about you.
Toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE. Bruce is on the line in South Carolina. Bruce, you're on Free Talk Live in Columbia. Hello there.
Hey, how's it going? I was watching The Daily Show, and they was having a segment where in Oklahoma they passed a bill called the personal law. You heard about it, right?
Please tell me about this, because it's hilarious. I just saw this video today.
Oh, okay. Yeah, exactly. Where they were talking about how they passed the legislation stating how life against the contraception. Okay, so now they want to go ahead. Somebody else proposes a bill saying, well, you know what? Let's not just stop there. Let's go to the main source. There should not be a drop of semen that leaves a man unless someone gets punished for it. It's basically what another legislation that they want to try to push through.
The legislation was that if a man's semen is deposited anywhere besides the
woman's vagina,
that it would be a criminal act.
Basically, yes. So I'm like, really? It turns out that I think she only did it as a countersense, saying, hey, you put rules on our body, let's put some rules on your body.
Yeah. That's exactly.
But it's kind of interesting.
It made for an amazing video that The Daily Show put up. I actually considered playing it on the air, and Bruce, thanks for the heads up here. Maybe we'll do that. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves here. This is Free Talk Live, 855-453.
A technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot Turtle Toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too.
We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
The airwaves, dial in toll free and bring up anything you want at 855-453. The SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. Join us over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features you'll find there. It's all free. Unlike those other talk show hosts, we do it free at freetalklive.com. Also, JJ offers some of his products for free as well, including Free Keen TV, which is a television program that you are the producer of and occasional anchor as well.
That's right.
That you produce here in our very own Keene, New Hampshire, and it does, you know, it does tend to focus on the activism scene and local
we
news
do,
as well.
Yeah, we do also try to talk about the philosophy of liberty and breaking that down, and various like this most recent show talked about capitalism and private property. So there's a lot of knowledge there as well as activism.
And it's been going on for over half a year, I believe, at this point.
The episode count is up to 38.
Wow.
Yep, and but the actual project has been a year now.
Right, because there was a bit of planning in
a lot of planning,
for the
first a lot of practice
episode, and yeah. So that's great. So you're celebrating your first year of doing Free Keen TV related things. And,
that's right.
And you posted something recently over at freekeen.com, which is kind of a thank you to a lot of the people that have been assisting, because it's a huge project to put a television show on. And for us, we get to, you know, roll in here, flip the microphones on, and don't have to worry about positioning lights or
right.
Do any of the, you know, camera positioning or any of the stuff.
All the work that goes into television.
It's a lot of work that goes right. Into doing a TV show. And you know, you guys do just a half an hour a week, but it's a lot of work that and prep and writing and everything that goes into that. So you not only were you appreciating all the people that have helped out and that are continuing to help with the project, but also you were kind of putting a vision forth of some of the things that could happen
right.
With the right, say, funding for Free Keen TV.
Yeah, right now the Free Keen TV project is pretty much going along at the minimum to keep things going and still not, I guess, lose too much of my vision. But with, you know, I'm so busy with so many projects, and it's just difficult to get some people to do investigative journalism. So things like that, I'm incentivizing it by planning on offering to help pay people to do this sort of real detail-oriented journalism that will yield some really good stories, I'm sure. So, and then I'm also trying to thank the crew for all their hard work and volunteering. So part of that is buying them a meal if they come and show up and help out. So lately there's been low numbers, and that's why I've been anchoring, in fact, mm-hmm. is because the turnout isn't so great. So hopefully this will inspire people to show up and continue to put the show on. And as the show gets better, maybe that will inspire them to keep doing what they're doing.
It's tough to do things with volunteers.
It is.
Really difficult.
to wrangle volunteers and, you know, get them excited and keep them excited about something that's going on. And, you know, you'd hope that just the project on its own, because you're certainly not making money off of this.
Oh,
it's an activist thing.
Yeah, there's no money.
So, you know, hopefully the project on its own would be enough. And for the most part, it has been. But as you're saying, you know, people have other things that pull at them. And if they're not, you know, if they're benefiting more from the other thing that's pulling at them on a Monday night, they're going to go and they're going to do that. So one thing that could help is more people moving here that have a specific interest in doing television production. I mean, it's great that we're able to do this, because right now, how many other liberty-oriented local television programs are there out there around the country?
Right, and since the beginning, the Freaking TV program has been a stepping stone for new movers to just come in and be active and take part and
jump right into something.
And then instantly jump in, and there's, you know, that's not one of those sorts of activism where you have to worry about getting arrested or putting your name out there. You can use, I have people who use different pseudonyms for their names, and so... But it does allow you to get to know a lot of the doers and movers in the community, because they're usually the people that would show up every week for this sort of situation.
And you do have some people who are not Free Staters, who are just local liberty-minded people that have gotten involved.
That's right. Yeah, I've had a few people, and you know, Heike's a good one to mention, David Crawford another one, so... it's a great, if you're thinking of moving and you want to get involved with TV and you're moving to Keene, well, just, you know, hit me up on Facebooks or whatever.
Or they could email you at tv@freekeene.com, correct?
Yeah.
So that's one way to get in touch. But I want to point people to the TV page at freekeene.com. If you go to tv.freekeene.com, it'll take you right to it. I mean, you did do a blog post. If you're just reading the blog, you'll see that it's down a little ways on the front page. But if you go to tv.freekeene.com, that's where you can see the blog post, where you've kind of permanently put it on that page. And there's a chip-in that you've added to the page, which is you're looking to raise $500 for the purposes that you were talking about before of, you know, buying an occasional meal for the volunteers. And also, I guess, you know, possibly incentivizing some journalism, some reporting.
Yeah.
So I think that's, you know, it's a good vision that you've got. The show has proven itself. You know, you've been there. You've been consistent. You've been producing it on a regular basis. You haven't, you know, taken a bunch of time off and had a bunch of excuses for why you haven't done anything. You've got
actually had
done.
One day missed.
Really?
Due to me. There was one day out of all those 38 that I had to call in sick. And,
Yep.
So,
and unfortunately, the show is so dependent on you that, or it was at the time.
Yeah.
There was a recent episode where you were doing in front of camera stuff, which I thought was cool because it meant you weren't in the control room, which means that you'd managed to kind of have everybody
handle
everything else. So that's, I think, a good direction to put things because, I mean, heaven forbid you'd be hit by a bus tomorrow, but these things can happen, right? Or you get sick. To have somebody be able to step up and help out with that would be good. So more TV-oriented people, hey, if you love Liberty and you want to be active, you know, active and put your TV production skills to work, this is the place where it's happening.
Exactly.
Keene, New Hampshire is where it's happening. It's not just inside the studio. There's people out hitting the streets, doing production on the streets.
There's all sorts of avenues for you to be involved. If you want to write or graphics or be in front of the camera, whatever. But it's just the idea is just get involved.
And if you just say to yourself that, well, you know, I can't move to New Hampshire, I can't join the Free State Project, I've got to stay where I am, but I really enjoy the activism that's happening, I really enjoy watching Free Keene TV, then... It's a $500 chip in. I mean, that's what 50 people throwing in $10. I mean, that's not a huge deal, and it's already up to over 100.
Yep.
So jump on over to tv.freekeene.com. Great way to help out JJ, and of course, also folks can check out your YouTube channel for your production company.
That's right.
Where hopefully you will be making some money with folks hiring you to do professional work.
I've gotten some more work recently, so it's really good.
Yeah, and of course, if you do a good job for those folks, they're going to tell people, and then those people are going to talk to you. And word of mouth is, of course, the best way to advertise. But it doesn't hurt to promote it on Free Talk Live, so you can also check out JJ's YouTube channel over at Starfall Media.
That's right.
On YouTube.
Yep.
All right, so 855-453, that is the toll-free number here. You know, coming up, I do have the audio from the Jon Stewart, The Daily Show. Wait, it's actually not Jon Stewart's piece. He's the host of the show, as you probably know if you've seen The Daily Show, and he has correspondents who put pieces on the show. And kind of a similar model to Free Keene TV.
Yes, other paid comedians acting like the correspondents.
Yeah, and it's brilliant. You know, some of the stuff they do is
it's great parody. I mean, and
well, some of it's very real. I mean, it's kind of a funny look at reality.
It's a funny look at reality. That's fine. Yeah. But you'll often hear that the conservative talkers say, "Well, liberals just aren't that funny, and they can't come up with a good entertaining talk show." Well, sure enough, it looks like they did.
Yeah, they did. And it's very popular, actually.
As though the Conservaclone talk radio shows are particularly funny
or entertaining.
They just—it's just like copy pasta. That's what it seems like for a conservative radio. You turn to this. Which voice tone do you like best? Because that's how you should choose your conservative radio station.
Well, right. The new program director over at WHUB in Cookeville, the Hub, was telling me that he really is excited about Free Talk Live being on his station. I mean, he just kind of inherited our show, right? So he steps into this station. We're on weeknights there. And so he's got, you know, the big three during the daytime. You know, you've got Rush Limbaugh, Glenn Beck, and Michael Savage, which, of course, is just one talker after another, essentially.
Savage is a little different.
Yeah, maybe he's a little bit more hate-filled.
Yeah.
So you've got, you know, hate, and then you've got this completely different program that turns things up on its ear in the evenings. And he says he really, really likes the, you know, I guess the counterpoints or the variety that Free Talk Live brings to his station. So, and it gets positive comments from listeners and negative comments as well. And I really like it when program directors know that when they get negative comments, that that's a good sign, too, because it means people are paying attention.
Right.
So what is it that, Derek Jay was quoting something on Facebook, and I wish I could remember who the source of it, Oscar Wilde, I think it was. The only thing worse than the only thing worse than being talked about is not being talked about.
Oh, yeah, right? Yeah. Well, especially for the media. You want your stories, your content to be talked about.
So let's go to the phones, your phone calls, your thoughts. Tommy's on the line in Glasgow. You're on Free Talk Live. Tommy.
Hey, guys, how are you doing?
Tommy, what's going on?
Hey, you may take our lives, but you'll never take our Free Talk Live.
So we hope.
No, it's been a long time. Thanks to Charles. I lost your number there. You can't phone from a toll-free number over here in Scotland.
Sure.
But it's just to keep you up to speed. In Scotland, we call it soccer, but there's a major corruption scandal that is hitting Scotland. You guys call it soccer, we call it football. So if I slip into the Scottish vernacular and
that's
call
all right,
it
we will understand.
Football,
stick with us, Tommy. We're going to bring you back here in a moment, all the way from Scotland with Tumi. In moments, 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. We'll continue with the international news. Also, more on the way with your phone calls about whatever's on your mind. Hour 3's next, Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.